that I'm different. Self-motivated, self-disciplined. Yeah, I learned from my experience. I just want someone.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode from Voice of Men. I'm your host, Terry, Mr. King.
Peace, peace, peace.
And I'm back for another episode of From Voice to Men. I got another special guest on today. He ain't a stranger to the show.
Yeah.
He been on for a couple times. He made it to the Big 100. He did a great performance down there. And soon to be the intro song from For Boys to Men podcast.
Yes, Lord.
So,
yes, Lord.
Without further ado, I give it to you. Tommy 3.
Peace, 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 family, peace, love, and light, man. Peace, love, and light, and abundant healing, my people, my brothers, my sisters, my kings and queens, gods and goddesses. Yes, man, sir. Check it, man. It's hot out here, though. Real hot.
We good, but
that's that radiation. Y'all see the smoke, man.
So, look, we got to be out here.
Got that.
Sunbathing. We're going to sunbathe a little bit, you know, bathing in the sun.
Yeah.
Some good conversations.
There
some
you
healing
go.
Presence.
There
and
you
guess
go.
What? We back.
We back, man. Hey, we back.
I'm going to let y'all know right now, man. The location where we doing is at?
Hold on. Oh. I do not promote smoking or vaping. It's like a habit, you feel me? But I'm not perfect, though. You feel me? I am human. No. But I am aware and conscious of what I'm doing. So, therefore, I am aware and conscious of how I need to stop it, too. So, to anybody that's 18 or over, don't matter how old you is, I do not promote this. If you want to smoke your natural herbs and elements. That's it.
Dang.
You feel me? Peace, love, and light. Just the tip of the mind.
Yo. Matter of fact, I had a conversation earlier today. Mm-hmm. Man, look at this. The only reason why they don't really be trying to promote smoking weed because they can't tax it.
Yeah.
Once they feel like they can tax it, then you know what? Guess what? All these weed laws don't go out the window.
Weed, the Marijuana Act came when back then the white man, you know what I'm saying, the white culture, the Caucasoids, the Caucasus, they were scared that our people was going to use it to seduce their women. That's why they put it into the act. You feel me?
Yeah.
But really, really, it's a whole different way around, though. See what I'm saying? They use that as a drug to limit our potential in the mind, for because when you put fire to, when you put fire to something, you're changing the chemical compound effect of it.
Yep.
You're changing the chemical compound inside of that substance, which also changes the chemical compound inside of your substance, which is the mind and the body.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So it's really like it was really a whole trick and foolery, though. For real, for real.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. And y'all don't understand. T3, Tommy B, well, Tommy.
Little Tommy Gunn.
Let me Tommy Gunn. He got a lot of new stuff coming.
Yes.
We on a little growth and aspirations, you know. He's been manifesting a lot of stuff recently, and like, got a lot of stuff we want to talk about today on this episode, especially because my boy, by the way, I think he already started. He actually shot his first episode of this new podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to talk about that, get into that, and we're going to grow from it. So, matter of fact, tell me, what's new other than what I just said, you know?
What's new, man, is like the mind, or my mind. My whole mindset is new. Like, my whole atmosphere, my whole energy, my whole aura, my whole priority, everything is new. Like, there's still some old, yeah, but you feel me? Like, I'm releasing that. I'm bringing it in with the new, you feel me? So, you know, I got a lot of different things on the way. When I say that, man, I'm talking about podcast, music. You already know, but music is on the way. Also, guys, if you guys are not aware of it, man, y'all can come by the East Kings Corner Cafe, man. That's our business, our cafe, our family business as well, man. Come by, check us out. And also, man, we got an event gallery as well at 1216 North, man. We do event shows on Fridays, Saturdays. And look, let's not do that. Let's not forget that open mic Thursdays, man. So if y'all got talent, if y'all got comedian, if you a comedy, musician, spokesperson, motivational speaker, somebody that want to get themselves out there, we got the place for you at 1216 North, also the owners of East Kings Corner Cafe. So new. Everything new, but I can't speak on too much of it because, you know, it's a whole lot of leeches around this motherfucker, you feel me? Can't speak on too much of it, man, but Because when a lot of people know your plans, man, they
act on
them. Yeah, exactly.
They try to sabotage your plan, and they look. They are you doing stuff on
for January? Yo, sweating like a mother.
Hey, it's good, cause look.
That's
I ain't
like
low-key. Hey, y'all don't understand. I ain't showing my body in public in a minute,
yeah.
But
you looking good though, bro.
The boy been,
all the tips. You look like Dwayne Johnson.
The boy been working.
You look like The Rock.
Hey, Barry, hey. Throw a beer.
I'm
messing with
you. Hold on.
I'm messing with you. Don't throw a rock at me. Give me the throat. But look, I agree with that. Because look, people see your platform, what you're trying to do. They're going to try to either ride your coattail for their own personal gain, not give out no knowledge to
your, that's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, knowledge to your viewers of what you're trying to do. Because it's real. I say it like this, for my platform, I can't talk for nobody else's platform but mine. My platform, I'm a real protective of the energy of people I bring in, because mm-hmm. I want them to be able to give something to the viewers, the listeners, even myself. Because we're always sitting and learning, and we're always capable of learning something new.
That's it.
No matter from somebody younger than you, older than you, same age, different color, they can be black, blue, purple, it doesn't even matter, green. Exactly. Out of the fucking planet, they always can learn something from you. But they gotta be even exchange.
You gotta be in equilibrium with each other.
A lot of people, they rather take. But I need them to give.
Yeah, reciprocate.
Like, I don't know what your show is gonna be about and all this other stuff, but I, knowing your aura and your energy and everything too, make sure you protect yourself from the people that just come in to sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Personal gain,
mm-hmm.
personal reason, the selfish people. We don't want selfish.
Yeah.
We want selfless.
Say it again, boy. We don't want selfish. We want selfless. You feel me? Like, we need people, man, who are about working as a team. You feel me? Working together, man, knowing that, okay, that if I bring this, it'll transform to this, and it'll also come back to me. You feel me? That's not the main goal. Is not to say, oh, it's gonna come back to me. I'm getting this out of it. But at the same time, you do gotta realize and understand and overstand and understand that what you put out that's good with who you with will come back with you. That's real ultimate fact. Not saying that's the main goal to be like, oh, I'm gonna get this out of it. No, but to know, like, do good by the heart, regardless. You feel me? Whether or not they giving it to you back, keep being you and being a good person, because that more than less, you're going to get it back in return. It might not be from them or that certain group that you're with, but it's going to come back from the universe in some type of way, shape, or form. And that's a real knowledge, you hear me?
Yeah. And I see you've been doing more of your meditation, your manifesting, you know, cleansing up your body. Mm-hmm. You start creating some sea moss and everything too. Talk about that, because, you know, people don't understand how important these things are. Like, yo, out in the sun, look, all the bad cells already got out. I'm drying up already.
There you go.
That detox. You know, people understand, like, the elements, and you really, he is more knowledgeable than me.
That's my other boy, Zashan. Yeah. I just did one with him the other day. I got that upload down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna holler at him eventually, too. But look, he way more knowledgeable than me when it comes down to that type of stuff. So, talk about it, that detox, all that stuff.
Meditation, detox, elements, cleansing your energy, vibration, and aura. It's all a very important factor within a human being, the spiritual structure of us. Hold on. I ain't digging my balls, y'all. I'm just trying to get the vape, because it's all important factors within us being multidimensional beings. You feel me? Our body, our mind is a third dimensional construct. This is the physical, which is third dimensional. But our spirit is multidimensional. Understand and overstand and understand, family, that you are a spirit that has the body, not a body that has the spirit. So when you cleanse, meditate, aura, saging, it's different sages out there. It's different herbs that work with different properties out there. It's different crystals that work with different energies and also chakras in your body. There are seven main chakras. Root chakra, down here in your gut area. You got your solar plexus, you got your sacral. I've said that backwards. Root chakra, sacral, solar plexus, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, crown chakra, intuition to the divine source, my people. You feel me? So once you align that, cleanse that, know what is blocked and what is unblocked, you allow yourself to step into a different realm, a different dimension. When you do that, understand, understand, and overstand that when you step into something new, something else has to come. You can't step into a new level and expect the same type of struggles. You feel me? It's gonna come bigger struggles, bigger enemies, bigger entities. You feel me? Don't get scared though. Don't get scared. You gotta know yourself. Know yourself. The other thing about it, man, it works with everything in your body, bro. As to the mental aspect, the physical aspect, the spiritual, the energetical, the financial aspect too. Not saying finance is everything, but in a world like this, we do need money to sustain. That's pure fact. Can't nobody shit. Anybody tell you different? Look at their position, goddamn. I'm being dead ass here. Yeah. But when you start to align and cleanse your body, you start to think better. When you think better, you start to produce better. When you produce better, you receive better. See what I'm saying, fam? So that's my perception, my perspective upon that realm that I've stepped into, man. I've seen myself eating heavy foods, heavy toxins, heavy metals, drinking things, and I will feel terrible. Yeah. Very much terrible. I see myself cleanse, detox, and I feel light. Yeah. I feel like a lighter structure. I feel like a lighter being.
Because I know, like, right now, I probably eat, like, once or twice a day.
Yeah.
I used to eat about 3-5 meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was eating all these sluggies and nasty stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just, like, I did, like, a little fast real quick. Trying to get, you know, cleanse my body of all the bad cells. Like, friend, I operate off 1 meal a day. Sometimes I operate off no meals a day. And I feel energized just as much as I do as if I was, you know.
Eating all that meat and stuff.
Yeah. But actually, that other stuff made me so sluggish, like you said. And it's like, you don't know what you're putting in your body after these days. Because, like, they cloning meat. They cloning, man. All the missing kids or everything else, so you never know.
Going to pizza gate.
Exactly.
Going to the pizza gate.
Because no one ever thought about this. Literally, anybody that's sitting and ask, like, really think. I think how many restaurants in the world. I think we got that many cattle in this world to fully stop
all
these restaurants
that is-
and grocery stores and all this other stuff.
Ooh,
so think about it.
I ain't never thought about that.
Where all this food really coming from? You don't really know what, if you ain't really homegrown right in front of you, you don't know what you're putting in your body.
Exactly. And like shit. Even things that they saying is natural now isn't natural. Because, you know, Bill Gates bought up all that farmland, y'all.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, Bill Gates buying up that farmland, he got that mRNA coming in. That is that gene-altering genetic engineering to gene-alter the seeds inside of the soil to make it do something that they wanted to do. It's not a natural thing anymore. So I guarantee you, most of y'all who saying, oh, I get these plant-based meats. What the fuck? That shit not even plant-based for real. That's fake. I'm just being honest with you. If your meat ain't coming from a straight form that you're producing, 9 times out of 10, if you're getting it from a place that say it's vegan meat, it ain't really vegan meat. I'm being dead ass here. So what I recommend to y'all, if y'all want to get a real great produce, and if you don't know how to grow it yourself, go to your local farmer's market. Go to your local farmer's market or start learning. I heard 3 times in the past couple days that YouTube is your best friend. YouTube has over 70 billion videos on how to do something.
Exactly.
70 billion. I ain't saying, no, it might be trillion. Might be trillion if I'm not mistaken.
You got a lot of videos.
You got a lot.
Hey, every time someone posts something, it's tough.
All you got to do, go to YouTube right now. If you come across, when you come across this on this point in the video, go to YouTube and type in just how to. HOW TO2. And I promise you, you're going to see so many different things.
Yeah.
And you might, believe it or not, you might find something that you've been searching for just off of that. Real talk. So if you guys are not aware on how to grow your own or where to find natural, real source, organic foods and things, go to YouTube and go to your farmer's market.
Fact.
That's fact.
Look, we are limitless beings.
Yes.
But you got to be willing to open up your mind and learn how to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually, like, matter of fact, I did this episode with my friend Jay Mitchell, the MMA fighter. He got a food truck on the way and everything too. He was talking about it, like water. The water stagnant, the algae and everything builds up on it and really kills all the good minerals that's in it. But once water's always moving, live, it produces minerals that you need, and it produces light. So you think about it, your mind is just like that water. You keep it stagnant, you ain't doing nothing but
building up toxins
and all that algae and sluggish, and you ain't gonna be able to think quick on your feet. But once you keep like open doors to like, hey, let me try this out. Let me do something different. Let me try to expand my knowledge on what I already know. Think about it. Who limits your capacity for what you know, but yourself? We always listen to other people's opinions versus our opinion of ourselves. That's the only thing that should really matter. Because look, your parents will always have their perspective.
Yeah.
If you have kids, your kids gonna have their perspective.
Yeah.
You gotta always stick to your morals and your foundation and your perspective. And I say perspective brings a little insight on a different viewpoint. You're always welcome. But you gotta stick to what's true to you.
Yeah.
Most people get you distracted.
That's true. Very much true. But I feel like a lot of people, when they do that though, once you don't know how to be open-minded, they become egotistical. So what you said is correct, but at the same time, you guys gotta understand and also understand and understand that you also have to be open-minded to other people's perspective.
Because
sometimes the way we think and what we think is not always correct. You gotta learn how to be a bigger person, a spiritual being, a more open being, to understand and accept that you are not always right, but you have the power to become right. See what I'm saying? Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm gonna get to preaching.
Boy, you better preach over here.
See, the Lord said,
Tommy, now you got the podcast. Talk about the podcast. What's that really? Touch on that. What's it gonna be about, man? I'm trying to get a little insight so we can bring you. I need y'all to go check it out. Wait, what's it gonna be called?
It's on my page, Official Tommy White.
Look. Go follow Official Tommy White podcast.
On YouTube, Instagram. No, we do that Snapchat. It'd be too many little hell. No.
Hey, this is gonna be on all the other platforms too. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything else too. Anywhere you find your podcast, you're gonna be able to be there.
I wasn't even thinking that big, but nah, yeah, look, that's why you need people like this in your corner. Look,
I ain't gonna let you start something half-assed.
There you go.
I say like this, you're supposed to be holding people that come in your life accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They step into something, you know you can teach them something, and you can guide them in the direction. You're going to sit there and guide them. That's your responsibility as a human being to another human being. So, for you, I'm just letting you know, like, yo, there's so many different avenues you can go with this. So don't limit yourself to just this one avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start there, and you can grow from there. But don't just stop at this one avenue.
I tell you.
Because why would you want more people just listen to you on one platform when they can listen to you on 100 platforms?
Amen.
So, I'm just saying, we're going to keep that going. So, let's talk about the podcast. What we doing?
Podcast, man, is what you seeing right now. I know this isn't going to be, well, I'm going to get the videos and stuff, but this is going on Termin's podcast. But my podcast is going to be, you know, very much similar. Just interviewing people, man, and getting a base of how they live, you know what I'm saying? Interviewing people, like their background, things like that, if they're comfortable with it.
Oh, yeah.
And then also just learn how to get different perspectives of different things from other people. You know what I'm saying? Talk about different topics, touch on different topics, touch on spirituality, health, you know, fitness, things like that. That is in common with those people.
Yeah.
That's coming to the individuals. And so my podcast, man, is going to be a podcast that brings a lot of virtue and versatility into the mind.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey.
That's real shit, though.
Hey, you know what's so funny? Y'all got to look at what's happening right here, right now. Most people don't think like this. Most people, they think you see somebody trying to do something that's similar to what you're doing, you try to stop them no matter what. Instead of building them up, because look, they going to be somebody that you can't reach.
Mm-hmm. I say, amen.
If you raise them up and help them as much as possible,
they help you.
Not even that. When they come down for somebody else starting to do something new, they gonna reach back and help them up. And you gonna start that chain. So stop being selfish and stuff. Start being more selfless.
Be more selfless.
Because look, this young man got so many life experiences that I don't even have. He got so much knowledge that I don't have. I got knowledge on the things that he don't have.
Exactly.
But when we come together, how much smarter are we? And that's what this is really all about.
It's like a Big Bang Theory.
Exactly. y'all gotta be that source. Like, man, you gotta be able to plug into that source. Because everybody's source is a little bit different. Everybody ain't gonna be able to plug into your source. So if you know they can't plug into yours, guide them to somebody else that they can plug into. Somebody that can reach them on their level. Somebody that can relate to them ways that you can't. It's not about him versus me. It's we together. It's gonna change everything we do.
I'll say that's why. That's when Tupac, I remember Tupac saying, one teach two, two teach three, three teach four, and four teach many more.
Exactly. You know,
Tupac, man, was one of the, he was a really a woke individual. He was very conscious, man, and I know he rapped about a lot of gruesome things, you know, killings and things like that, but you gotta understand the background he came out of.
Yeah.
Even though he rapped about those things in the background and on the, they didn't show the knowledge he had, they just showed the disruption he had.
Yeah.
That's how the game go.
Yeah.
When you got knowledge inside of a white man's system, being a black brother, being an African man inside of America, not African American, but an African inside of America, because really this is our land. This is another name for Egypt, where if you want to take it back, America goes back to the Sumerians, which is an African culture as well, my brother. Christianity did not come from them Europeans. It came in the what? The Africans, yes, Lord. So Tupac was only produced to look like this thuggish image, but Tupac was really a conscious divine being, though. But they didn't show that because why? They want us to culture. They want our culture to look like this disruptive, destructive individual, but we're really the most intelligent beings on the side of this planet Earth.
As long as they keep you distracted, they keep from gaining your knowledge.
Exactly.
I remember I seen a clip when Tupac was on some talk show. It was a whole bunch of white people just sitting. And they talk about their people in the neighborhood. It's like, told them, like, yo, you don't come from my neighborhood. You don't see people like me on a day-to-day basis. You don't live our experiences.
Exactly. At
the same time, too, I realize we gotta be open to tell our story, but open to let us see their story. But really, it's not supposed to be white versus black, black versus Native American, black versus Mexican. Y'all, they got us so fucked up right now that they got us going against each other versus coming together and realizing we're not the problem, they are the problem.
Yeah.
The government really, hey, divide and conquer, man. It's really a class system.
Mm.
Most people are always looking at, oh, race and everything. Until we on the lower, that's like really a lower level way of thinking. They got the same struggle we got. When we really come together and realize, hey.
I'm gonna let y'all know this is like one of the pioneers of the black pimps.
Y'all know what he did? He ain't just brought his group together. He brought the Latin Kings. He went and got the rednecks. They all unified together and they're about to take over the whole Chicago area.
He felt that, y'all. He felt that.
And look, and ever since then, they made sure, so they made it like impossible for us to actually get back to that point. They bring up so much different things now with race and everything too to keep us blind to the fact that it's not a me problem, it's not a them problem, it's a we problem. Everybody else got the same struggles. Look, I ain't gonna lie, I realized I was racist against white folks back in the day, my thing, so.
Yeah.
Think about it, they might be scared of me just as much as I'm scared of them.
Hey, real talk.
But when we sit down and have a conversation, we realize that, hey, we both got the same outlook of each other, but we don't even know each other from A to B.
Can't paint.
Exactly.
I understand.
We all the same on the inside. We got different cans on the outside, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Siren snapping.
Look, hey, these 5 months I had to do a lot of
soul search. Yeah, yeah. Do you know CJ Armstrong?
I think I heard him.
Look up. You should listen to this song called Soul Survive. He'd be like, I'm a soul survivor. I only have my mother and God to provide. I looked that song up. You gonna listen? You gonna like it? Also, AJ McQueen, man. You know AJ McQueen?
No.
man, he talked about a lot of spiritual things, man, in his music. Also real factual knowledge too, man. He a good artist, bro. A great artist. But yeah, man, it's a lot of potential in the world, man, that I feel like that's not being unlocked, but it's being unlocked slowly but gradually, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are in a mass awakening right now inside of humanity. And we're realizing the things that they said was a lie, or the things that they tried to cover up, aliens or spirituality or all this shit that they had talked, that said was a lie and a conspiracy. We realized it wasn't a conspiracy, it was facts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't got nothing against white folks. I got a brother named Blaze. I love you, Blaze. I got a brother named Blaze, but he a white brother. That's my motherfucking brother, boy. I call his ass nigga. I'd be like, what up, my nigga? He know not to say it. But he know he got that place in my heart, though. You feel me? So I got white friends. I got a lot of white homies, a lot of white associates. Yes, indeed. But the knowledge that I have on who I am as a black man, as an African man operating in America, it's the truth, man. Like, they put us down as saying that, oh, yeah, we're just black. Yeah. Black ain't even a real word. That's a word that was just a derogatory term. Nigga not even a real word. Yeah. That was a word that came from the European colonizers, goddamn, to put us down inside the goddamn of my minds. But really, if you look at it, go to the African terminology of negus. What is it? Right? When you go to Africa, they be like, what up, my nigga? N-E-G-U-S means black emperor. Negus.
They took it and twisted it so we don't know.
Say it again, damn it. Everything they got in this motherfucking city, man, this motherfucking word they got from our people, man.
They took it.
Everything they got. Everything has been translated and transliterated into what the fuck they want us to believe.
Yeah.
Everything. Jesus, nigga.
Yeah.
Jesus, nigga, came from motherfucking Thoth. In the ancient Egyptians. Hey, is the it,
they say skin with bronze and gold.
Wool like hell, motherfucker.
But, you know, that blue-eyed, blonde-haired devil that stood up there in the church, I'm like, who are you?
Say it again, damn it. The Ten Commandments that Jesus came from Thoth in the ancient Egyptian times.
I think everybody, person I know, grandmama house, back in the day, had a white Jesus.
Shit.
Looking
everybody, we was stuck in that motherfucker.
Hey, low key.
They don't know about that Yahweh, though.
Hey, they don't know
that Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yeshua, Yahweh Shah, that's the Hebrew terminology. YHWH is the tetragrammaton of the Hebrew.
Yeah.
Everything, really, and if you look at the Sanskrit language, it came all, man, that shit go way back, man. I'm talking about, they got the real text, bro, like, the real text, homie, like, this shit that we got now, this King James Version. Keep in mind, y'all.
King James, okay.
Keep in mind, y'all. The white culture history only go back 6,000 years ago. Mm. 6,000, nigga. 6,000, nigga. Where the rest of the history at?
Tell them how long we been on this earth,
bro. Man, we been on this earth for eons, nigga. We really, if you think about it, though, we came from different galactics, though, real talk. We came from different galactics, though. There's a lot of new souls on this earth, yeah. But you got old souls, too, that get a lot of deja vu. You feel like you've been here before. Yeah, because you've been here for eons already.
Energy.
Yes.
Energy transfer. Mm-hmm. Hey, they say, if y'all ever watch the movie Avatar, the energy, hey, you come from the earth, you go back to the earth. And then they connect to that tree.
How they trying to pit the water people the other avatars?
Exactly. They can't do that.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then the same thing.
Divide our people up to go against each other.
Exactly, man.
Look, and that's
and
the
you, thing. And I swear to God, in a new avatar, y'all look at the military base that tried to take over the indigenous people. I swear to God, they was all white.
All white.
I did not see one black person in that bitch. So I'm thinking like, what the fuck a black person had in
there? They
took the only white person with the tribe, turned against them, and helped them.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
But?
And look, and think about it, because he's talking about his son. Hey, aren't you my son? And then, boom, boom, he trying to get to his real family, because really, low key, they raised him. And that's how it was back then. The black family, we raised the white family.
Mm-hmm.
We taught them everything. We said, we taught them how to live and everything, too.
Mm-hmm.
And like they say, a lot of these mountaintops these days, that little flat surface, They ain't even really mountains. They said, really, look at it, it look like a tree.
Y'all gotta let me get in that
bag. You just hop in. Go grab it. Just grab yourself right here.
I'm gonna take my camera.
They tagging them in. You know what? I have to bring in a new strike battle. Boom. Oh.
What's up,
what's
my
going boy? On?
Z. Z.
Hey, y'all, now I got a new person on. He coming to tag my man. My boy Z is in the bit.
How y'all doing?
What's going on, Z?
Not much, man.
So, tell a little bit about yourself. Who you is, what you do, all that stuff.
Man,
I know you won't.
I'm a new father, man.
Congratulations. You know,
appreciate that, man. Baby girl. Shout out Zala, my baby girl, man. Love you, for real. You already know. You know, I'm just a regular dude who see things for what it is, for real, for real. A good movie to go watch is, what's that movie called? The dude with the glasses.
What's that word?
What's that shit called? He put the glasses on and you can see all the ticks. But,
that's actually Guy.
Guy?
You talking about other? He's like a video game.
What's it called? I just seen it, bro. Man, listen. Y'all got, they put all these messages in the movie, bro. They put everything
in the movie. I talk about that all the time, because I say they put all these messages in the movie and try to fix you as entertainment and fiction. In reality, it's the realest thing that they're telling you. They tell you what's going to happen before it happens.
Before it happens. Actually, it's called They Live. Go check out They Live. It's a black guy. He put some sunglasses on. It showed the truth about everything. It showed about reptilians, different reptilians. The message behind everything that you see, everything, it gets deep.
Well, don't tell me
deep,
that.
Bro.
Look, the main movie I've just seen was they cloned Tyrone.
Oh, man.
Man, look.
Get me started on that, brother.
Look. they cloned Tyrone, hey.
Oh, man.
And look, and really, when I was watching it at first, I looked at it and was like, dang, they probably just cloned the body. But really, you understand, at the end of it, when they do it in California, I looked at it like,
he was in a whole other state.
But look, it's the mind.
The mind.
They know if they get you to listen to this, that, and the third, and drink this, that, and the third, and eat this, that, and the third, they can control you. And that's why you got so many people that do, and no matter where you go, you got people that are thinking the same type of way. And they corrupt in the same type of way. I literally don't let my kids listen to no music in the pop. I don't hardly listen to no music in the pop. None of this stuff these days is just worth listening to. But getting the peace and silence in the car, that ride, I got a clear thought, I got my brains on, I got more clarity in my day, I have more peace. Pay attention to what you're watching, what you listen to, and what you're eating. Because look, that's the ways they come in, the ear, mouth.
Everything that you see today is a distraction.
Yes.
Everything. Everything they tell you is not true. Everything.
Yes.
It's not, don't believe it. Everything from food, music, television, everything, man, is a distraction, man. They want to keep you brainwashed.
Yep. Cause the girls that first tell me they listen to that Sexy Red or wasn't that
Jeannie?
Sean Lee or whatever name it is, I don't even deal with you. Look, y'all ladies, I need y'all to wake up this stuff too. The music y'all listen to and the way y'all are acting and the things y'all are doing today, y'all turn into prostitutes. Y'all don't want me to hear it say it, but look. If you turn around and you trying to get money for time,
yeah.
Hey, it look like a duck, quack like a duck,
it's a
duck.
Yeah.
So if you're doing this and a third and you drink, you're a hoe, you're a prostitute. you want money and time and for any type of anything, you're escort/prostitute.
Uh-huh.
You escort before sex, and when you have sex, you're a prostitute. We ain't want that. We want queens to take back your normal position.
Exactly. Be your natural self. Grow your beautiful hair. Be yourself. Be natural.
Exactly.
They put the stuff out there so you can be brainwashed and blindsided by what the truth is. What the truth is absolutely is, bro.
Yep. So, how does it feel being a new father?
It feels great, man. Man, she's a couple days old. It's an experience, man, but it's a beautiful thing, man. It changed me. Being in that hospital for 4 days while she was going through what she was going through, her delivery, man, and she coming out, it changed me just like that, bro.
Oh,
man, it was beautiful, man. I love it. I love fatherhood already.
That's good. Look, especially baby girl.
Yeah. For sure.
So, think about this. Give me your view on this.
Now you know you're a new father. You take the foot and everything too. What are some things you will want to keep your daughter away from so she don't turn around like the robots?
Man, music. The wrong type of music.
Yeah.
And people that just start drama, that start unnecessary things that don't need to happen.
Yep.
You know, just keep away from that bad energy where, like, it doesn't benefit her. Exactly. Put her in a position where if she's around some good energy, and it leads to different opportunities for her in the future.
Exactly. People don't understand, that's what parenthood is all about. Fatherhood and everything, too. We are the people that are supposed to guide the next generation. We're the head, we're the guide of the tribe, of the family.
Sure.
We only feel that in our kids early on about, hey, this is bad energy, this is good, this is that. How they gonna learn from out there?
Sure.
And out there, really, is a system, literally. Until we realize we're in the system first, we can't get out the system. Exactly. Then once you get out the system, you gotta stay out the system. That's why we gotta create our own system.
Exactly.
Look, go back to bordering. Like, hey, like Tommy, he made sea moss. I may grow crops. I'm like, hey, I'll trade you these crops for the best amount of seed. Boom. Think about it. We do that during hurricanes.
Absolutely.
Why can't we do this all the time?
All the time.
Like I said, first 72 on you, we gonna tell them this. Don't worry about us, we got us. You make sure they got you. So when we get rid of them systems that we're placed in, they see what happened with the boycotts. Hey. Montgomery bus boycott.
Man.
Hey, they literally, they kept begging us to stop. And we ain't gonna survive if they don't come do it.
Exactly.
Once you realize your power and you walk in it, boom. So I heard y'all already did an episode. I wanna get a little sneak peek about what the episode is about. Hey, so what did y'all talk about on the episode?
We was just talking about life. We was talking about spirituality, man. Like, we was just two brothers talking, man. Just getting into it, getting to the nitty gritty, man, getting to that lifestyle, real.
And look, y'all, that's what it really all about, y'all. Iron sharpens iron, so people gotta sharpen people. You are your brother's keeper, so sharpen your brother. If this your boy, and you know he got aspirations, hold him to that standard. That means tell him a no when it means he needs a no.
Okay.
Encourage him. Just make him go for his dream. And be able to talk.
Absolutely.
Be that ear.
Absolutely.
That you need.
Absolutely, man.
Yo.
I always tell people that, like, you need to be self-conscious.
Yep.
Which means to be self-aware.
Woo! That boy, hey, woo, 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 woo.
That boy,
man.
Be self-aware. Because if you don't realize your own flaws, your own mistakes, how can you go out and tell other people about themselves? See what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Do the shadow work, brother.
Sit down in that dark place.
Hey.
People always try to be like, look, this is one thing I want y'all to do. And like you said, movies. Everybody always want to be like the heroes.
Absolutely.
Not knowing the real heroes are those villains.
Man, hey. That's crazy, bro. On that point, bro. Bro, when you always watch movies, bro, the heroes is the villains.
Yeah.
The villains are the heroes. The villains always want to carry out a plan that's going to make the world a better place. And then the heroes always trying to stop them.
Yeah, keep you where you at. You want to keep you where you at. People always talk about Batman and everything, too.
Yeah.
Hey, to be honest, when Bane said what he had to say, when the Joker said what he had to say, he told all this corruption and this stuff that really was going on behind the scenes. Batman just trying to keep you at the same level so they class can be where they want to be, and they keep y'all where y'all ask, y'all can keep providing the stuff for them so they don't got to do nothing.
Try to keep unnecessary order.
Exactly. Look, being stagnant don't do nothing for you. Like I say, move like that water, get that growth.
Because
you ain't growing.
My boss said you was cute, man.
Oh. Hey, how you doing? But anyways, bro, so what is y'all plans for the future? I know you probably be on his show more likely and everything too. So I know how important a co-host is.
Yeah.
Because y'all gotta lift each other up. And it's accountability being there when y'all gotta be there. So what is something that y'all wanna see happen? What you wanna see happen with this podcast that you helped start?
Just enlighten people, man. Just let them know, like, hey, this is what it is, this is what's going on. You don't have to take the information, do what you want to do with it, but this is what's going on out here in the real world. This is the real thing. This is the reality that we live in. You know, just absorb that information and just do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do, honestly.
That's what it is. That is actually what life is all about. You're just sifting through the information and trying to figure out how to apply it.
We ain't forcing you to do nothing. We just give you the information. Take and do whatever you want to do.
That's all you gotta do. Oh yeah, tell me, talking about you about this, yo. Hey, I ain't gonna let the boy be doing his thing though.
Hey.
Yo, look, I'm proud of all y'all. Cause look, honestly, I know y'all pushing him and y'all pushing each other. And I think back on the time where before I even saw it, I was talking about it for so long. Then my friends came in. It was at UWL in the library. They ended up having a green room. So it's like, everything right there. We ain't have to buy nothing. He's like, hey, there ain't no excuse no more.
Yeah.
You gotta do it now.
Ain't no excuse. Just do it.
When you got friends like that, that's a real friend.
Yeah.
Them's your real friends. The ones that actually gonna challenge you.
Push you.
And they gonna call your bluff. They gonna say, hey, you said this.
Oh, you bullshit.
You bullshit.
You bullshit.
I start cutting off from homeboys like that. I say, hey, man, you bullshit. Don't talk to me until you start doing this shit.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about, y'all. Lifting up the next person. It's not competition. There's not competition. There's enough out here for everybody.
Once if we get that message out and get people to know what's going on, it's a trickle down effect. One times three is three. Three times three is nine. Nine times three is 27. Mm. You know what I'm saying? 27 times three is 81.
Keep going from there. Hey, we gone.
We gone, man.
Hey, and slowly but surely you'll see the change in this world. You want the prices go down?
Yeah.
Go back to the old way of living.
Yeah.
You want gas prices go down? Carpool with one another.
Uh-huh.
Or walk. You need exercise anyway.
Absolutely.
Hey, you see your brother ain't got no water?
Yeah.
Hand him a bottle of water.
Absolutely.
You see they hungry?
Yeah.
Y'all come together. Hey, look, if everybody put $4 or $5 together and go to the store, you got another buy the side.
Uh-huh.
And the protein.
Yeah.
And everybody get to eat.
Absolutely.
The weight ain't got to be on one person.
Absolutely.
Look, one person doing 100% of the work, yeah, that's okay. But imagine 100 people doing 1%. How much easier would it be?
Man, that's better, bro. I promise you. I really want to talk about... Shit, I want to talk about that business.
Disney.
You know about Disney?
No, what happened to Disney?
Man.
Awake me. Hey, I need an uplift.
So you know how the old movies like Dumbo, Bambi, you know, The Seven Doors, you know. Man, they be putting messages in there that you, sexual messages in there.
Oh, for the kids? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I been about that. Look, Lion King. People sleep on different things about lions. If y'all don't know about any lions or tribes about lions, every cub in the Lion King are brothers and sisters. Meaning, Simba and Nala are brother and sister.
Yeah.
I know it's deserved for animal stuff, but low key, that's it. Why do incest don't mind that incest come in and stuff? Be like, oh, steps is the thing that hurt.
Yeah.
Stop watching porn, everybody, too. Look, porn don't do nothing for you. That's a low vibration. Them low three chakras, that's where hell lives. Get to the higher folk, that's where you can get to heaven. Once you come for your sexual urges or all this stuff down here,
I thought that
I'm waking me. I am king. Why is that? Why I call myself Terminus King now, man? I don't look at my struggles. I don't look at my trials. I don't look at my
temptations.
Yeah, right.
And like I said, with Disney. So how did that make you feel knowing that now? And now you got a little girl that eventually gonna probably try to grow up watching stuff on Disney Channel.
Man, bro, I ain't gonna let my little girl touch that. Watch it. Look at it. We finna be on some whole nother way. Yeah. You don't need to watch that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to. It's bad for you. TV bad for you anyway.
Yeah. That's why your eyes bad.
Tell a vision. Hey.
Ooh.
Tell a vision.
So what?
Yeah.
Explain to them what that means.
Television? Yeah. Man, look. What basically television is the government or whoever is controlling things behind the scenes, they telling you their vision.
Yeah.
They not allowing you to have your own vision. They tell you their vision.
Yeah.
They want you to know, they want you to believe what they believe, what they want you to believe. See what I'm saying? Create your own vision, bro. Create your own vision. Create your own destiny. Create your own faith, bro. Do what you gotta do to create your own lifestyle. See what I'm saying?
Hey, until you just said that, I just thought about this. You know, in every movie, they got somebody getting hypnotized or brainwashed. They got a TV right in front of them.
Exactly. I want to touch on Firmament.
I don't even know what that is. You got Firmament?
Man, so it touched back on Disney. You see how Disney has the little, you know, when they do before they show the movie, they show
the castle.
And they show, like, the little thing around it.
Yeah.
That's the Firmament, man. We live in a bubble. You know how like a snow globe is?
Yeah.
It's flat. It's like a little globe. That's exactly how it is.
See, I've been looking at different things about that too, to try to figure out. I'm kind of coming with my own confusion about all that stuff too.
I think the Earth flat. Yeah. I'm sorry everybody, but I think it's flat, man.
And that's his opinion. I accept that. And that's the thing about it. It's okay. If y'all think it's Earth round, cool. As I heard, they look more like a egg shape over one part down right here and the other part up. No. Well, Aries, all the information out there, you never know really which one is. But look, we can learn.
Absolutely.
Because as you see, Antarctica.
Ain't letting nobody go there.
Because they don't want the truth to be tested out. Because look, I'm not going to lie. I remember I seen a video of a plane going past Antarctica and there was green land past there. I was like, damn, if you don't, I'm trying to look at a globe. So you go past that arc on the bottom.
Yeah.
What the hell is on the other side?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, half the people don't. They don't want you to know, and they don't want you to look into it.
Yeah.
But when you look into it, now you're like, oh shit. Then they want to like, all right, should we go ahead and let some of this information out now, so we keep that big stuff secret? But so knowing that you think that the Earth is flat and the perfect, what do you think that means? What that does to everything that they said happened already?
I think they got to us, man. They got to us about everything.
I think about the moon stuff now, too. I think
NASA.
The moon. Cause look, a lot of things that they said about the moon landing in the videos recently don't add
at all.
And then on top of the two, I watched the movie Moonfall.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest,
it don't make sense.
A lot of stuff don't make sense.
Yeah.
Because
it just don't make sense. It's a video I did. Go on YouTube, man. It was a dude who had Neil Armstrong put his right hand on the Bible. Until he asked him, is the moon landing real? Man, every time he asked that man that question, man, he took his right hand off. He's like, I don't know what to answer that question. What did I tell you?
They'll let you know. Be careful about the stuff that they eat in your mind, because they can be psychic. They can diffuse the truth from what really out of the need to be known.
Yeah.
Man. But Tommy, get up. Hey, where y'all get up here?
Shit.
Get up here. Y'all get finished. Hey. He tired of the sun. Hey. Supposed to get a little, supposed to sunbathe every now and then.
Absolutely.
Get that radiation.
Absolutely.
Let me get this camera right for them real quick. Hold up.
Yeah, but where yours at? Yours at?
Oh, yeah, mine's good. All
right. Man, you got a good, great. Can I look at that bit real quick? You gonna cut it out, right?
Oh, I ain't cut nothing out.
Well, you got a great audio. Oh, a great visual, too.
Beautiful equipment.
Oh, my God.
I will tell you how I got it, but then someone will come and get it. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all for
camera. Yeah, let's speak on that. I told them, it's meant to go quiet.
Yeah, some things like, I just can't talk about.
Yes, sir.
But, all right. Y'all are starting this journey. Before we leave and close out this podcast, I want y'all to talk and make a promise to one another about what y'all gonna hold each other to when y'all go through this journey together.
Just keeping each other really straight, making sure like we ain't going having a downfall, making sure we're on the right path, making sure we're doing the right thing, making sure if we see something in each other that's wrong, talk to each other about it, communicate.
Yeah.
Sure. No, just talk, man. Communicate, because communication is the best thing you can do. Whether you're in a relationship, you got a friend, or you got a cousin, it don't matter, man. Communication is the best thing.
Communication is the universe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I say, man, keep it really on this piece of cue as a father, now, goddamn.
Yeah.
Like, hell no. Like, I'll be damned. Like, if I see him as another brother, you know, another brother and a sister, you feel me? Like, because, bro, that's a lot of young fathers out here, man, that ain't taking care of their kids correctly and properly. And so I guess you can say that'll be my main first thing, for real. Then also after that, man, you know, it'll be, you know, his life itself, you know what I'm saying, the mental aspect of it, because, you know, I know they get real drained. You know how they go, man.
Oh, yeah.
They get real drained, and so.
That's the reason why I took my break. You know what I'm saying? I was gone for, I ain't do an episode since February. Today is September
3rd, 4th, man.
4th. September 4th. I got so overwhelmed that I had to take a break. I had to re-plug into my source and everything, because I got to a point where I didn't leave my room for a whole month. That's how bad it was. I can tell when it's going, when everything's getting off track too, but look, I am big. You need to take a break. You need that outsourcing everything too. Take a break. Do not overwork yourself trying to get to some other level that you don't get to anyway.
By order time, man.
By order time.
Self-care, man.
Yes. Yeah. Self-care is the best care. Don't be ashamed of taking care of yourself. That's one thing everybody needs to know. Don't be ashamed of it. Because nobody gonna take care of you like you gonna take care of you.
I say. Amen.
I'm telling y'all. So, way out on this journey, hold each other up.
Absolutely.
Lift each other up. But like, even the people that I started off with, it's always gonna be popular no matter what. Yeah. Even if y'all have the future apart, they'll always be a spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is why I already know, because I can tell by the energy and the aura of y'all two men, the two kings right here. Future number one podcast hosts over here.
Three kings, three gods.
Real.
Three kings, three gods.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. But your gods with a lowercase G.
Yeah.
Not with the capital. That means
that
that's exactly. Yeah. That's bomb.
Hey, yeah. Big brother, Yahshua.
Yeah.
Big brother, Yahshua.
Yeah, man. They just three gods, man.
Y'all don't understand. Once y'all know who y'all are, and you know the direction y'all going, look. All the doors on the outside don't matter.
Yeah.
So, before we close out this episode, I want y'all to give them some words of wisdom, words of encouragement for the young men that are listening to this, or the old men, women, whatever, whoever listened to this. What's some words of encouragement y'all want to leave these people with?
Hold on, let me get down low real quick.
I have a little something.
Go ahead, talk to
you. Keep moving, progress, change is necessary. You need to change. For the better. Change for the better. Develop yourself. Self-preservation is the best thing you can do for yourself. Be yourself. Change who you are at all times. If you feel like you're doing something wrong, you feel like you have a bad trait, work on yourself, man. Like we talked about, shadow work. Do your thing, man. Work on yourself. Because you're going to help everybody else out at the end.
Are you helping you? You help everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, they got journals out there on, they got shadow work journals. So
TikTok.
I forgot the brother that sells them. But look, Go find it on TikTok. Go get that shadow work journal. Do that work. I ain't gonna lie. I still need to do my shadow work. I talk to myself in the silence, in the darkness. But I need to actually sit down and go do the work.
Yeah. It's deeper than what we think it is.
Yeah.
I say, that was a good one, by the way. There's three types of association in life. You got disassociation, limited association, and extensive association. Disassociation are people that you need to let go that no longer serves your purpose in your higher state. Limited association things that you need to, people that you need to only have a limited time with, but don't have an extensive time with. Have a conversation with them for like 5 minutes or a couple hours, and that's it. Extensive association are people that you want to extend your communication with to grow into your divine nature and to keep them on the long run. So a lot of people get those associations mixed up, and they find themselves becoming the people just in a disassociation, not an extensive. So there's three associations I need to really understand, overstand, and understand. Disassociation, limited association, and extensive association. I say, amen.
Hey, both of them were deep. And both of them came to y'all some real messages that will help you progress in any aspect of avenue of life. But y'all, I want to thank both of y'all for coming on the
I'm
just saying this. I'm proud to see y'all starting something from the growth. Not everybody got to have the heart to
now everybody got that dog in them.
That part.
Everybody got that dog in them. There you go.
Yeah. They ain't got that dog in them to step out on their thing and then step out on what they want.
Yeah.
So by y'all doing that, think about it. Y'all won 1 out of 100.
1%.
Be
the 1%.
Sure. Yeah. And take pride in that. Take pride in doing something new. Take pride in doing something new. But like we always say before we get through. Dream big dreams, the small dreams have a little magic. And remember how big was your dream if you know you couldn't fail. And remember this, if y'all remember anything else, y'all do y'all best and let God take care of the rest. Man, I love y'all. Thank y'all. If y'all ain't subscribed yet, click the dang subscribe button. We on every platform. And make sure y'all check out, what's the name of the podcast again?
Official Tommy White on my YouTube, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all go to my Instagram as well, Official Tommy White. You know, it's peace, love, and light and abundance, man. Peace, love, and light and abundance, man. Make sure y'all guys go subscribe, follow. Yeah. Make sure you guys support, man, because we'll get to a point in our way when this shit big as hell, you ain't gonna be able to surf it. And that's real facts.
Yes, sir. Hey, like we always say, peace, love, happiness. Ow.
Yes, sir.
I know that I'm different. Self-motivated, self-disciplined, yeah. I learned from my experience. I just want someone to take me serious. Real questions that I ask. How long will this solo trip last? I'm content with being alone in the past. But it's changing and it's something I can't grasp. Turn off my phone, I'm in my zone, so now I'm acting different. I'm to myself, I'm in my head, mapping out this life I'm living. Shadow work on myself, I done already seen hell. Can't fit in, so I rebel, but I don't miss a beat.